This morning, Rav Yanky's not here, so B'mot Hashem, Ein Ish Yishtate Be'ez Ish, and B'shus Rosh Hashiva Shlita, Rav Yanky just asked, I should say, his short halacha before the tearaway starts, and he said I should speak something maybe on the Inyan of Slichus. So I was looking around for various milhogim, halachas, and slichas, and I saw a very interesting idea. Why is it that one can't say slichas whenever they want? Get up any time of day, you have kapara, you say your slichas, and fine. What is the idea of getting up bashmaris haboker early in the morning to say slichas? And the answer is, because if we get up when we want to, then it looks like we're going to slichas on our terms, not the Rabbeinu Shlom's terms. And by getting up early in the morning and getting up when it's early and maybe a bit more uncomfortable to get up, we can't have that few minutes extra sleep. That way we're showing we want to do teshuva. That getting up early already shows that we want to give kavod to Rabbeinu Shlom, and we realize we've done wrong and we want to do so, and we get up to say slichas because we need it. Shvachu doesn't need us. If we get up whenever we feel like, then we're not doing it the way of Shvachu. Then we're doing it like on our terms. And it's, the truth is we've got to come on the Rabbeinu Shlom's terms and Shachar Shvachu that we're very sorry and we're trying to do better, and therefore we get up early to show we really mean our slichos. We don't just say it ad hoc. Also interesting, when we say the vidui, why do we need to say vidui? The Rabbeinu Shlom knows exactly who we are and what we've done. Why are we saying it loud? So I saw a line to encapsulate what it is. That vidoy is not Hakadosh Baruch Hu's information. He doesn't need that. But rather, when we say slichas and we say vidoy, we're saying it for our transformation. It's not Hakadosh Baruch Hu's information, but it's for our transformation, the way that we should behave, and that we want to change ourselves. And by saying aloud what we've done wrong, that will help us improve and get better. And just one more final thing, when it comes to saying vidui, there's two ways. You can either say a whole slichas and you can say it very, very quickly, gobble it all down, and just say words. Or you can say slichas, you can say your vidui slowly and concentrate on it. And they bring down, it's more important, one oshamnu said properly can do more good than a whole hour of just, so to say, babbling off slichas without thinking. And there are some places that have the minig, I think in the gates of the time they used to have the minig. Instead, at the end of all the slichas, saying the three or four shamnas we say at the end, and saying them quickly, they used to just say one, and say one properly. Rather, one little bit of slicha, one bit of vidoy said properly, is worth much more than babbling it all off. So we should be zeicher that through the slichas that we come to, we should get up, and we should do slichas not on our terms, but the Rabbeinu Shlom's terms, then get up early and show we're sorry. We should say it carefully and slowly. And remember, the whole idea is not to say sorry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's information. Hashem's got the information. It's for us to have our transformation. And today, the tear away on Sunday the 30th of August, it's a great kavod that the Rosh Shiva, Rabbi Tzvi Kozhelevsky, will speak, and Rabbi Tzvi is going to speak on the union of the connection between Mechias Amalek and Bikurim.
Not funny part yet, John. can have a minute of silence.
So the question is, what is the reason that, what's the connection between the Shia symbolic and being the Bikurim? Nothing but a big question. What's the connection? So the answer to this is this. The Sheiresh of the Yetzer Hara.
They didn't hear. Is it? On the column.
What is the whole point of saying Mechir Samolik? We don't know who is Samolik nowadays. But what also, there's a connection still, and we have to see about it. What is the connection between Mechir Samolik and Avoyas Bikurim? Very big question. V'nir Mahasper. The Sheresh of the Yetzer Hara of Amalek, what is it? This is Kfiras Taiva. Amalek tried to make us forget how much Taivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Rashi says this. It's showing me of Rashi. Tomin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinechem Umizumim Mekol Tzorcheichem Vafal Pikein Atem Maimrim Hayish Hashem Bikir Beinu Im Oyev Chayichem, Shakarat, that's a mullet, Bob in Oishachemchem, Vatem Sokim Elai. Vazim Tidun, Hechonani, Moshal Lo Adam, Shehirkiv Binoi Alkisafe. This is a Moshal. Tokim Shehirkiv Binoi Alkisafe. Vyosar Adem. So when the son sees something that he wants, Abba, pick up this chafetz from me. Give it to me. So he does. But not every time he sees something, he wants it. It's delicious. Poga b'ad ha'mechad om ha'loi, oise ha'ben, le'isa le's Abba? You're asking somebody else? Entry a day I canani with me. Ishlicha me all of the boy Kelly and Oshkay. So this is the connection. Aresha Shira Shalamalik with the Kriya's Toyota. Lukaka Shri Israel, Eina Makirem, Kama Toroisa Kadish Boko, Sela. Ah, Amalek comes and he is fighting with Israel. לפי זה יובן הטעם, שנסמכו פרשס מחייס המולק ופרשס אבויס ביקורים. שווה Mitzvah Sabo as we call it, is what the reason for it. So therefore we should see how nice, how wonderful Kodesh Baruch Hu is to us. As the Pasuk says, a vosa a koyim a sheyeh b'yom yoheim v'amartu elo higadati hayoim Hashem v'kecho kibosi el ores Hashem nishpa Hashem abiseinu losa islonu. And Rashi says v'amartu elo, the Russian Amila is a very sweet way of talking. Any kafu toivo, I'm not kafu toivo. That's the reason that the parashas Bikurim is connected to parashas Amalei. That's why immediately you say that. For the day the Rami Beisonu shaderech limchot et shitosu shalom. The derech to be moicher, the whole idea of a Amalek. That says he doesn't want us to be makir tova, because we are being a makir tova l'Hashem. And this is everything, every one of us has to learn this. Everybody has to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tova meitiv. And that's what he wants, to give us toy. Ulekach, also l'shum odom, to forget this, between Mishai Yeshvina and Yeshua. And especially now the fact that it's Kodesh Elul, mutal aleinu, v'hakir b'chassidom shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, b'chassodom shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But it is there. Niske in Kose b'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim. Amen v'amen. Wonderful.
She's finished.
Okay. The important thing is everybody here, everybody, should not have any kepeda, shouldn't be feel that he's not nice to me, I don't like him. No, there's no such thing as that. The thing is, we all have to have this feeling that what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants for us is that we should all be one happy family.
Okay. Yeah, Shukayah. It's exactly the same thing. It's about the time. It's a way to get activity, not investment.
Yeah.
You had an experience. I had to do what I meant.
Yes, you can. But that's what you want to do.
Did this get put on, this one?
Yeah, so that just ends. Yeah, it's that double tip and then that's it. Use it once a year on Tisha B'Av sometimes if it's downstairs. But it doesn't come from the shir, somebody else brings it in.
And what's this now?
I didn't understand. It was strenuous. This is just coming by accident.
What is it for? Try turning off.
It's going to come with torches, but...
Well, I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Wait, what's it for?
It's to put some of the older packs. Not so much used to come with a torch. But it's not, it's just an ancillary to sell it at the time. Once one person brought it out and they needed it. No, it doesn't, it just goes back in the case.
Yeah, but no, just turn
you
off.
Don't need to know. We'll,
it'll, oh, it'll turn off
automatically. Yeah. And this goes in the case. Yeah, this is very, very good. Actually, we don't pay much for it. It's been with us a long time. Very easy to use.
Just for recording purposes.
Yeah, it's very. It goes into Ayrton. Usually, the built-in mic is fine, but if it's not okay, it's for support. But it works very well. We use it.
I looked open it.
Okay, and this is. This goes.
Built off on side.
Yeah. I hope tomorrow to be as well.
Yankee.
I want to show so that you've got a backup.
Yeah, but Yankee should be here back. Yeah. These were upstairs.